Just over a year ago, we introduced you to the senior nomads Michael and Debbie Campbell. They're a retired couple who sold everything to travel the world, but what's unique about them is they're staying exclusively in Airbnb properties. Today's our third check-in with these world travelers, and with it being Valentine's weekend, we thought it would be a good time to invite them to come back and talk to us. So let's go to San Juan Island and welcome in the Campbells.
Debbie, Michael, how are the senior nomads doing this Valentine's weekend?
Doing great. We're thankful.
We're still traveling, and we're still in love, so happy Valentine's
Day. Well, that happy Valentine's Day, exactly. On that theme, then, I'm going to ask you, you know, before we get into the interview, you know, from all the various travels that you've been doing, where's the most romantic place to spend Valentine's Day, in your opinion?
Wow. Anywhere we're together.
Now, that's the line I was going to use if you said to me, where do you want to go? So, all right, you got to give me something.
I think this traveling and Airbnb things is really working for you guys.
It is.
Has there been a location you've gone to and say, wow, that's a really romantic place?
We were just in Sicily towards last fall, we just had a lovely time there.
Well, so last time we had you on, we were heading to France, and we're actually going to be going to Sicily. And since I'm of Sicilian descent, I have to say Sicily definitely wins, right, Mary?
I guess so. Yeah. So,
we're going to find out. Did you do Messina? Were you Palermo? Where were you?
I think our highlight was in Siracusa. Is that how you pronounce
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Right. I know where that is. All right. Interesting.
Yeah. I think that was the highlight.
Yeah. Okay. We started in Catania and drove, one of the few times we've rented a car, and drove along the island, the coast, all the way to Palermo.
Yeah, and it's actually, I saw that on your blog. It looked great. Listen, Deb, Michael, I want to just get right into your experiences with Airbnbs, because there's a question that we get a lot on the show, and we think you guys are the perfect people to ask. How do you vet Airbnbs, and can you give us a couple? I think it's in your book. You have a new book that's out, well-titled, Your Keys, Our Home, but can you give us a few secrets today about how you vet the Airbnbs?
Well, Michael really does most of that, but I can just tell you that what we've learned is that we read the reviews really, really carefully and look beyond the shiny pictures. Look deep in the pictures. You can really kind of tell some things. What is on the kitchen counters and what is that view out of that window?
I just reinforce the reviews because you can kind of read between the lines. We try and pick places that have quite a few reviews. And then you can kind of see if the host was present and if the host was gracious and provided hospitality and was engaged. That's what we really look for.
You can find that in the reviews. Okay, great. I'd love to know what's on tap for both of you in 2017. Any good plans for the year?
We've stepped off the edge. We are leaving next week for a quick stop in L.A. with some of our kids and France with some of our kids and grandkids, and then we are going to Africa.
Africa.
Oh, you are.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
So, first time to Africa?
We were in Morocco. I don't know if that really counts. So we're on our way to Cape Town. We found three Airbnbs there, which look lovely, and we'll spend a month there and then start working our way north up through Africa. It's just so huge.
Right.
But we know we'll do a safari and then head to Rwanda, where we're going to meet up with friends.
Well, if you get a chance, you have to go have the coffee in Ethiopia as well, because that's no question. So coming up in a few minutes, you know, we're going to be speaking with another travel couple, Ann and Mike Howard. They married 5 years ago, and they stayed on their honeymoon. But you both started your journey back in 2013, so it's coming up. It'll soon be 4 years. I want to know, are you happy? You know, can you ever envision settling just in one place again? And for folks listening right now, you know, what would you suggest to them if they say, hey, I'd like to be living life on the road?
It has been such an amazing adventure, Robert, that we just don't see stopping until we have our criteria. We've stopped learning, we've stopped having fun, we've run out of budget, or we've fallen out of love, and so far so good. So we look around at places and say, oh, we could settle here, and then we get an itch. We've been in Seattle since mid-October, and we are ready to go. So I don't know if I see it.
And how many Airbnbs are you up to at this point?
Oh, I think 127. We've booked another three or four, so over 130. Yeah.
And you got about 30 seconds left. So what's the biggest challenge of living life on the road for you two?
Sometimes we just want to stay somewhere longer, or sometimes we just are tired of schlepping a little bit. So there is an idea maybe this coming round that we'll stay a little bit longer in places.
I think that's probably true. I would agree with the schlepping part of it. So, all right. Well, listen, Debbie, Michael, it was clearly nice to catch up a bit with you. I wish you good luck on the trip to L.A. And then as you go to France and Africa, you got to keep us updated on your travels, okay?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for having me today. Yeah.
And folks, you know, if you want to follow the Campbells, you can check them out. They have got a new website that's up. It's beseniornomads.com. It's kind of like Become Senior Nomads, beseniornomads.com.
Thanks, Robert.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Always fun to talk to them, Mary.
It is. 127 Airbnbs.
Yeah,
wow.
It is.
Love it.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick...